As was mentioned in an earlier KDLG report, only a few people were allowed at Kinnekinnek Beach when President Barack Obama stopped there to pick some fish. Many of those at the beach were relatives of Robin Samuelson, and while he says he understands the optics of that moment were poor, he says the White House organizers put that in place based on their pre-advance visit a month ago.
Did I have family members down there? I had the same family members down there that were there when the advance team came in, way prior to the president even coming to Dillingham. They brought down their subsistence foods, laid it out for them. There was four or five other people I'm not related to, but they were commercial fishermen. They were subsistence fishermen that were on that beach. It wasn't just my family down there. And I thought that was a real unfair statement.
Samuelson describes a behind-the-scenes push and pull that got a little ugly over the past few weeks as various interests competed for how the president's visit would happen and who would be included. Samuelson says he tried to steer events towards longer time spent at the high school gym, first with kids, then with what he hoped would be hundreds of people from the public at large. He says that's a plan the feds had initially approved. Samuelson says he was disappointed when he learned those plans had been changed.
They told me, the delegation that was putting this together from Dillingham, that the president will land in Dillingham. Robin, you could go shake his hand and bring him to BBNA. We're going to meet with 40 people for 1 hour and go to the airport. And I went ballistic. And I said, the president shouldn't even come to Bristol Bay, if that's how he's going to treat the people of Bristol Bay. People are excited about this man coming.
Samuelson says he and Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby were fighting to keep the visit open as much as possible to more people in the region, and eventually the hour of time with the students and dancers at the middle school gym was added back to Wednesday's itinerary. Samuelson says he thought that was a much better way the president could spend his time in the region rather than simply sitting in one closed-door meeting with a few dozen people.
This was a very unique moment for Bristol Bay, the history, the people of Bristol Bay. And I wanted the maximum amount of kids to see him, not only from the Dillingham School, but from the schools around the region. I wanted borough managers here, everybody. I mean, it's history that we made here yesterday.
News media in the state have also complained about access to the president this week. KDLG News was able to pay to put one reporter and one photographer in the official White House pool for Wednesday, which was the only opportunity for access while the president was in Dillingham. The president took no questions from any reporters while he was in Bristol Bay this week. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.